to you in peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. My first Christmas at LCH 16 years ago, I sat here at 10 o'clock at night, because that was back when we did this service at 10 o'clock at night. And what she is this one? 10 o'clock at night. I had come here from a university church in Kansas, and they started into the concert, and they sang the same four words over and over and over and over. I had never heard such a thing. After about the third Gloria in Excelsis Deo, I wanted to shout from the crowd, "I get it! I get it! Move on, for goodness sake!" And they did not. You cannot rush the choir. Lesson number one. 16 years later, I hear this with a different ear. In the same way that you have heard this gospel over and over and over again, it is good to hear it once again. For just like the Gloria or any other part of that first part of our service, regardless of whether it's Vivaldi or who does it, because everyone in the 15th and 16th century only could write seven words and 45 minutes of music for it. After all, they were musicians, not librettists, as I've been reminded in ad nauseum. In the same way, we need to hear this gospel again and again and again. We don't need the repetition because we're not intelligent or we're not paying attention, but because the world keeps on spinning anew. And new problems and new opportunities and new needs for hope abound in each and every moment of our life. And again and again and again, we need to hear those words that a child is born for us. It turns out it's not a message for or from the church. It is a message for you, from God, forever. And it's important that we hear it, no matter what our faith tradition. Because again and again, it binds us to one another and to the world so much in need. I watched tonight as you heard the Gloria for the 73rd time. And you weren't bored. I looked out and I saw a people bound together with a sound of music and voice, with a kind of common cause. It is the same way in this Christmas night, that wherever you came from, wherever you are going, and whatever you will meet on the way, we are bound together by the promise of love. In our tradition, it has come in the way of a child, a Savior, born in a manger, to a young woman and a frightened man, who will someday die on a cross. But in the meantime, in that space between the birth and the death, this Jesus calls us to be one and one together. There's universal love to which Christ calls us, and to which we adhere, and to which we fail miserably every day. And yet we persist, like as Gloria sung time and time again, we adhere, we keep coming back, we keep repeating time and time again what the world needs to hear. What I need to hear. That God is in love with me and with you and with all of creation. And that is a chorus that will never end. Never cease. Though we may, like my first year at LCH, grow distracted or bored or hopeful that somewhere in there someone is going to do Inagata Devita, still has not been done. God is persistent in you and in me and in all of us and in the world. And that same God, that child in the manger, meets us where we are, whether we are gay or straight, brown or white or black or whatever color or political persuasion we happen to wear on our sleeves, we yet belong to God, who loves us with a constant and never-ending refrain. So I say to you for the 74th time tonight, glory to God in the highest, and Merry Christmas. Amen. Our worship continues with the carol.